Yeah, my coughing. That's going to be the sound effects to start the podcast. There'll be no applause, no boos, maybe a clown horn. Okay. I'm Andrew Larder from MarketingSharks.com. This is all about Easy Ranker. And right off the bat, I'm going to tell you that I went to the website and didn't see it. So someone sent me a coupon for 3 days, and that was on the 9th of January. So it goes to the 12th, I guess. Today's the 11th. So you're in time to get $10 off with the coupon FLASH10, and it's capital FLASH and then no space 10. So FLASH10 gets you 10 bucks off. And it did last time I checked. So we'll see how that goes. Then what is it for? You're going to save 10 bucks. It's called Easy Ranker, and it's a software that they call it the easiest way to rank number one. And so what it does is instead of finding ways to fight with everybody else and get crawl over other people to get some ranking on the first page of Google, they just go and find you keywords that have no competition or very, very low competition. And so if there's no competition, I'm talking about any term out there, and you make a blog post, do a video, whatever, you're automatically number one, because there is no competition. So you've seen things where people do very specific terms. I'm the greatest guy in the world. And they go, look, if you look up for I'm the greatest guy in the world, you'll see me there. So it's a thing where nobody else is competing with you for that exact term. And so nicest guy in the world. There you go. You're up there at number one. And so that's a good example of the sort of thing where you can find these keywords, and that's not a profitable keyword, but other ones would be brand new. What's a good example? NFL football is on right now, so quarterfinal champions, semifinal champions, Super Bowl contenders, those kind of keywords that haven't yet happened but are going to all of a sudden go, oh, and Pittsburgh's gone, but I'm going to use that. Oh, Pittsburgh's going into the Super Bowl. So now it's Pittsburgh Super Bowl champions. It's Pittsburgh, blah, blah, blah. So Pittsburgh's not there. So it's going to this year be Baltimore Ravens, blah, blah, blah. It's going to be, you know, whatever. There's going to be new things, new people, new World Series champions, new hockey stars, and they go to different teams. So there's a lot of things, and new movies, new records. I'm going to use U2 as an example. They come out with a new album. I'm going to call it U2, Not You. There you go. I just made that up. That's free. So U2 puts out a new album. Whatever the title of it is, that's going to become a big search term. And if you could rank number one for that, you would make a bunch of money by just putting a link to buy their album. Because that's what people are looking for. If they're looking for the exact album title, Eagles Hotel California album, they're looking to buy that. You see what I mean? They're not just looking to see Eagles videos of their concerts. So this is a good example where the software hunts down things that have no competition. And so you enter in the keyword, you see zero or very low competition keywords. You can see the number of searches they get and all that kind of stuff. And you just rank your videos on top of Google and YouTube in minutes. Immediately, you're the number one king of that term. So it's a great way. It's not going to be the way you think of. Typically, you've got to change your thinking to use this. But it does work, and it works well. Because instead of going after a term, I'm going to use dog training. I'm going to use dog training as an example. I'm going to just grab a number. There's 40 million searches. If I could just get a bit of that. So you go and compete for dog training, but there's only one page on Google that people are looking at. And so the guys who are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, they are getting tons and tons of traffic and maybe even a bit into the second and third pages. But because there's 40 million people, there's 100,000 competitors, to use just to grab a number. And you start off at, you've done a really good job, so you start off at number 20,000. So picture how many pages of 10 people have to scroll by to get to your site. So the opposite of that idea is to look for very, very long-tail keywords. Long-tail keywords are, instead of dog training, it'd be dog training after dark. It'd be dog training in this city. and brrr, there's 1,000 cities you can put in there. Dog training in this state, brrr, dog training, these methods, this kind of a leash, Cesar Milano, you know, see what I'm talking about. There's a lot of different other terms. And when you find ones that Cesar Milano, just because I use that there. So before he was Cesar Milano, he was just a guy. When he puts out his, there's another example, new TV shows. So there's not a, what is the name of those? Trying to come up with the name of it doesn't even matter. Whatever hot new TV shows come out today, Law and Order, CSI, all that stuff wasn't there before they came out with those things. So it wasn't the keyword. Things for 2021 weren't there. So it's now a keyword. It wasn't the keyword before. So that's a good example of, there's another example. So best big screen TV, best big screen TV 2021, that didn't exist until basically with a few days to go in 2020. So you could very quickly be the top guy in that. And then everybody else piles in and then you're fighting for traffic. But in the beginning, you might get an advantage. This is more that you're going to find regular terms that are based on the year that sort of vanish over time that are, hey, nobody's looking for, I go back to Pittsburgh Steelers. So Pittsburgh Steeler alternate jersey. So maybe they didn't have an alternate jersey and then all of a sudden they do. Bam, there's a market for it. There's words, there's people searching for it. And if you got to be on the top of that keyword, you'd be able to. So the whole point is, as opposed to fighting with everybody for a number one term, a big term that has tons and tons of searches, you find things that have zero competition that you're going to automatically rank number one or definitely on the first page of Google or YouTube or whatever. And you're going to get some traffic that is buyer traffic because you're going to pick buyer keywords that is let's use the Steelers again. So I don't know. So there's a 1950s jersey that comes out. I'm thinking of Montreal Canadiens. I'm a big hockey fan. So they came out with some retro jerseys. So let's use that example. So Montreal's got some retro jerseys and one's called the barbershop jersey. Well, that thing didn't exist 20 years ago. Now all of a sudden, boom, there's a keyword. People are looking for it. They want to buy that. It's a weird alternate jersey and they want one of those. So another a guy gets traded to, I'll use Montreal, new guy goes to Montreal, what's his name from Anaheim Ducks, doesn't matter. Now there's a new guy with new jerseys, with new souvenirs, with new memorabilia, and you can see how all that changes. And suddenly there's zero competition for this new term that actually has a lot of buyers and a lot of people looking for it. Good example. So cobbling together lots of that. I've talked to lots about this, and really this is a great can't-miss type of software where they're finding you zero competition keywords or very, very low keywords, and you can quickly rank for and profit. And instead of trying to be beat everybody else to be number one on dog training, you're going to be number one for dog training in Poughkeepsie, number one for dog training after midnight. You're going to be number one for dog training for blind people. I'm just grabbing idiot keywords, and you can see what I mean. And you're going to put those all together. You may not have as much, you may not get as much traffic as the number one guy from dog training, but you're going to get buyer traffic, and you're going to start making money out of this. And you're going to put together a series of no competition keywords where you are the top dog, getting the traffic, getting the clicks, getting the sales, and away you go. I should just be coming back to this. So again, you got the $10 discount coupon I mentioned at the beginning. Let me go back, and that is Flash10. Give that a try. And secondly, I can't remember if that works on the, so there's one, there's 100 campaigns a month for $37, and there's 500 campaigns a month with some bonuses for $47. So picture $47, $10 less makes them both $37. I think that's the way it works. So grab the $47 elite campaign and away you go. I'm going to cut it short here because I've rambled, but do check out this idea because you're going to quickly find competition or keywords with no competition or very little competition, and you're going to dominate that keyword. And you're going to make money out of that keyword, and then you're going to accumulate a portfolio of keywords with videos or blog posts or whatever to take that keyword, and you're going to start to get one click a day, to get 10 clicks a day, to get 100 clicks a day, to get 1,000 clicks a day. and so on. You can see how you add together a portfolio, and this is guaranteed to work because you're the top dog in that keyword. Check it out. I'm Andrew Larder from MarketingSharks.com.